your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, hour number two. And your broadcast classroom reaches all 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. Satellite coverage, Internet streams, podcasts. You can listen live on your smartphone. Janice Campbell's with us today, and we're going to be talking about homeschooling. We're going to be talking about the educational system. And our classroom today, this hour, is focused on your children and their education. Janice has been with us at the Get Prepared Expo. She's been on the radio with us, the broadcast classroom. And I'm delighted to have her in the classroom with us today. She's an author of Excellence in Literature Curriculum and Transcripts Made Easy. There's a website you can go to, everydayeducation.com. And there's a link to Janice Campbell's website on page one, usaprepares.com. Welcome, Janice.
Hey, Vincent. It's good to be here.
Hey, it's great to hear your voice. Janice, last night at the meetup in Springfield, we have a meetup every Monday night, as you know. Last night, we had a pastor and we had Dr. Judy Wood giving presentations. And Pastor Aaron Brummett is a young pastor, and he reminded me of something. And he said it at the microphone when he was on stage, and here's what he said. It's a quote from Mark Twain. Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect. Now, the majority, I believe, send their children to the government training centers. You didn't, and I didn't. We homeschooled our children. Now, isn't that interesting that homeschoolers are in the minority? We are not in the majority, and we feel very passionate about the education that our children receive. And we take some hits from the majority, saying things like, well, what about the socialization of your children? How can they possibly get along with other people if you homeschool them? Don't you hear things like that in your circles?
Oh, I have heard things like that for many years, although I will say that it has diminished in recent years as people have seen more and more homeschool graduates coming out and doing amazing things. There's over 2 million homeschoolers in the United States now, and that's like a 75% more than there was in 1999. And that's a pretty impressive number. And they've tested them. They've measured, you know, communication, living skills, socialization, and so forth, and found that homeschoolers are actually scoring higher than their public school counterparts.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I see, too. And I've claimed when I see a homeschooled child, I will generally walk up to them. I'll tend to walk up to them and say, are you homeschooled? And they'll smile and say yes. And I'll say, you know, I can see that from 100 feet away. And I literally can. Because they're not dancing around. They don't have ants in their pants. They don't have ADHD. They're very well-adjusted people. And they get along with adults so much better. They can communicate so much better. And those are my observations. Is that in sync with what you've seen?
That is absolutely in sync with what I've seen. I've been in a lot of states even over the past year, and I'll be in a public place, and there'll be a teen who talks to me as though I am a human being instead of an alien, and almost inevitably I'll ask, oh, were you homeschooled? And sure enough, 90% of the time they were, because they were not taught that adults are not human. They don't have that peer influence. They can be trained in wisdom and virtue in the home setting to respect elders, and that's a lovely thing.
It certainly is. And what I've noticed about homeschool children is they are not addicted to cell phones and electronic devices as much, not even close, to the addiction that non-homeschool children are. They don't walk looking down at their cell phones, wondering, is someone going to text me and send me a message, you know, that they so desperately think they need. We got along just fine without all that stuff. And I don't see that anywhere near as much with homeschool children being dependent on electronic devices as those who are in the public training camps.
Well, you know, there's what I call institution creep. It's where kids' time is so taken up with homeschooling, peer activities, and that sort of thing that they don't know what to do with themselves outside of that. So they do have to stay connected electronically. They do have to stay tethered, in a sense, to the institutions and the people in them, so that, because they have no concept of what to do outside of that. And that's sad. I would like to see kids living real lives, going outside, getting dirty, playing, falling off the monkey bars, whatever.
Yeah, and that's exactly the opposite of what schools want them to do. I remember, Janice Campbell, when I was in elementary school, in our gymnasium, we had this thick climbing rope without knots in it. And the gym teacher would have us climb, you know, as far as we could. And I remember climbing all the way to the top of it without using my legs whatsoever. I could just climb hand over hand with my arms. I remember that to this day. And I was talking to some young people. They don't do that anymore. They don't have a rope. It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous to climb a rope. So we don't know how to climb a rope. We don't do the things that we used to do. As a matter of fact, I think some of the ball games are being eliminated in the public schools because they're too dangerous. As a matter of fact, it's so dangerous in the public schools that there was an autistic child who was suspended indefinitely from Greenville County School System in South Carolina for drawing a picture of what the school calls a bomb. So this 13-year-old autistic child drew a picture that the school system thought was so dangerous that they indefinitely suspended him. And I'm outraged by it. Janice, I am so outraged that this child by the name of Rhett Parham, P-A-R-H-A-M, has been suspended from the Hillcrest Middle School in Simpsonville, South Carolina, that I put a picture of the superintendent and his phone number and his email address on the website. And the article, or the post, says, autistic child suspended for drawing cartoon bomb. If this bothers you, call W. Burke Royster, 864-355-8860. He's the superintendent of Greenville County Schools in South Carolina. Does that bother you as much as it bothers me, Janice Campbell?
Stories like that are incredibly disturbing. Not only because it's illegal to deny education to someone who has a learning disability, but that is so beside the point, because to not be able to draw whatever, especially an autistic 13-year-old, a drawing is not a dangerous object. Someone is living in an unrealistic fantasy world, and it's not the child. So, you know, what is being taught is that young people have no control. There is no American right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, in a sense, it's a completely bizarre overreaction to a normal thing that kids will do.
Yeah, and at the same time, these school systems, high schools, are looking at helping, and they are helping, and they're inviting in the military recruiters to have young men and women sign up to be targets by anyone who wants to shoot them in combat. They're signing up young men and women, promising them, hey, you're going to get a chance to see the world. How about the desert? Would you like to see the desert? How about Afghanistan? Would you like to see Afghanistan? Would you like to see what an AK-47 is like? They've got a bunch of them over there, and they're going to be aimed at you. But, you know, they deceive our young people. They don't really tell them exactly what I said. They tell them that, you know, they're going to get, the guys are going to be magnets to women because they're going to be in uniform. And, of course, young ladies love men in uniforms. I mean, these guys, the schools won't let this young 13-year-old draw a picture and yet stay in school, and yet they are willing to allow the recruiting on their school property. It's absolutely an outrage as far as I'm concerned, and it really, really bothers me. By the way, I've never invited the military to come to our house when we were homeschooling our children to recruit our children. Have you done that?
No, I just did not think of doing that for some reason.
Yeah, I want to keep our children out of harm's way. And one of the best things you can do to put your children in harm's way is encourage them to enlist in the military and fight other people's wars. Let's talk about the state of education in general, Janice Campbell.
Well, it's hard to even find a starting point. There was a study done early in, two or three years ago that has been repeated regularly across the board. And what it's showing is the United States is not gaining ground in education. It spends more per student on average than other countries.
Hold that thought. Let's talk more about that when we come back. What's happening in education in the United States? Janice Campbell, USAPrepares.com instructor. Link on the website, page one. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Janice Campbell's with us, and we're talking about education. Janice, over the weekend, I was so disappointed. So actually, I was so upset about what was happening with American education that I produced a promo. Now, this is for one of our affiliates. And class, by the way, any of our affiliates that would like me to do promos like this, I'd be glad to do them for them. But let me share. It's going to be a little tricky. I'm going to put two sets of headphones on. Here we go. I'm going to play this little promo, and it kind of shares with you my thoughts about education. Most Americans love ball games. On the world stage, an even bigger game is being played. 23 industrialized nations are on the playing field, and the game is adult mathematics. Here's how this year's game ended. First place, Japan. Second, Finland. Third, Belgium. Fourth, Netherlands. Fifth, Sweden. Sixth, Norway, then Denmark, then the Slovak Republic, then the Czech Republic, Austria, then Estonia, Germany, then Australia, Canada, Cyprus, the Republic of Korea, the United Kingdom, Poland, Ireland. In 20th place, France. 21st, the United States. 22nd, Italy. Dead last is Spain. Okay, it's time to turn off the TV and start learning before we start looking up at Spain. We're getting dumber by the second. For more information, tune to usapreparis.com. 10 to midnight. Right. Well, there you have it, Janice Campbell. What'd you think of that?
Love the stats. That's what I've been seeing constantly. And how can we keep fiddling with education, acting like, you know, the institutions, acting like they know what they're doing when the results keep getting worse?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, before we had a Pentagon, we never lost a war. Since we've had a Pentagon, we've never won a war. And the Department of Education, since we've had that, has absolutely destroyed our ability to think creatively, be passionate about learning. We have turn teachers into classroom monitors? It's horrible. It is absolutely horrible what we've done to education in class. I think if you really love your children, I suggest you take them out of the public indoctrination and training camp. So what else have you seen happening in education? You were talking about the decline. What else have you seen or described the decline?
Well, the decline, the decline is obvious, and you just pretty much covered it. But out of 34 countries and the PISA assessment, the U.S. only ranked 14th in reading, 17th in science, and 25th in math. And that's out of 34 countries. But they are so far behind, and they're going further back. This particular study was done in 2010, and we've dropped since then, but the results haven't been posted in a cohesive fashion that I have found. But anyway, so now that they've gotten education to the point where it is, they want to know more about us. They are implementing a set of national standards called the Common Core. Mm-hmm. There's going to be coordinated standardized testing. The tracking is incredible. All the points they plan to track and probably fail. There's huge potential for certified diplomas that are going to limit access to college and many, many other things. I'm sure you've heard about Common Core, and it's not going to increase literacy, decrease violence. It's not going to promote wisdom and virtue. So what do we need to do?
Well, let me ask you, what do we need to do? Our children are all out of school except for one who's in college. He's halfway through. What do you suggest we do? I suggest we do homeschooling. I suggest if we want to have our children be part of the public indoctrination system, that we run for school board office. And I actually did run for school board office. I was defeated very badly. I received about 1/8 of the votes. It was about 5 years ago when I ran. No one knew who I was. But I put an ad in the paper and I said, fire the entire school board, one director at a time. Consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. That was my campaign. We'll talk about that when we come back. Janice Campbell's with us.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dennis Campbell's with us, and we're talking about schooling. And probably one of the most important things that you can guide the direction for with your children. You can shape that. You can make decisions, and you can affect their lives. You can help them become successful, or you can let the system become take over and let your children become less than successful. And what I decided to do, one of our children decided that he had never been to school and he wanted to try going to high school as a freshman. So a homeschool child decided he just wanted to see what it was like. So we said, sure, you can try it. And I got a chance to see the inside of the public school system where we live, and it was abysmal. They didn't have books. They didn't have enough agriculture books in the agriculture class. They had 6 books and 20-something children in the class. And so nobody got homework because it was not fair because not everybody had books. But yet they had they asked me to help them spend $200,000 on computer equipment because they had no idea what to do. I said, forget the computer equipment. And let's get some books and let's start assigning some real homework that so the children can learn about agriculture and their other subjects. Well, I got thrown off the technology committee, and they forgot to invite me to the drug testing committee for a lot of the meetings because I was against the drug testing, and I was for homework that actually reinforced what the teacher was saying in the classroom. And so I was outraged at what the school was doing with wasting money, and I decided to run for the school board and fire the superintendent of schools. That was my campaign, and that's what I was going to do. Well, the superintendent rallied all the support she could get and was able to elect some or get someone else elected, an incumbent. Well, I called the Missouri School Board Association to find out what the qualifications were for running for school board. And generally, you have to be about 28 years old or older, and you have to live in the county. So when I was on the phone with the school board association, I said, oh, so it's okay that I'm a convicted felon? And they said, you're a convicted felon? I said, no, actually, I'm not. I'm not. But according to what you told me, it'd be okay if I were. And they said, well, actually, it would. So the guy who won that ran against me was a convicted felon. So I suggest that you consider running for school board. I suggest you go in there and you take over the system and stop this nonsense of reporting, 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 measuring, 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 and get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic. Janice, your thoughts?
Absolutely. The Common Core is upping the stakes of all the thing, all the bad things they've been doing, all the watered down academics, all the tracking, all of those things. It mm-hmm. is focused on making those happen at a much larger scale. On my blog this spring, I put two posts that I think every parent should read. My blog is janicecampbell.com with a hyphen between Janice and Campbell, and just search Common Core because it links you to a lot of other resources. But just as a specific example of what the type of thing Common Core is doing in the field of literature, you remember that I wrote a literature curriculum. I believe students should be reading classic literature in school, as they did for many, many years. But now, under the Common Core, instead of reading and discussing Plato or Petrarch, students get to read things like The Cost Conundrum, Healthcare Costs in McAllen, Texas, or the U.S. General Services Administration Executive Order 13423, Strengthening Federal Environmental Energy and Transportation Management. Those are right out of the Common Core samples of what is going to be covered. Their goal is to have students reading 70% informational texts rather than literature. But if the goal, you know, the actual goal seems to be to cause students to tune out and despise reading because that's what those kind of texts are going to do. Can you imagine droning through a government text instead of the Odyssey, for example? Students won't be grappling with truth, justice, integrity, ideas like that. They get the mental equivalent of rabbit pellets. And every trivial piece of nonsense they have to cover steals time from more valuable things. So people need to be aware of what the Common Core is bringing in.
Well, when I was visiting and touring the school, that the district where I was running for school board office director, I met with some of the teachers, and I asked them about, where does the day go? Why is it that children come home from school and say, when I say, so what'd you learn today? Nothing. Really? All day? Nope, didn't learn anything. No, you're kidding, right? Nope, didn't learn anything. I said, why do they say that? And the children are bored. They're bored with what they're being taught. They're not being taught reality. They're not being taught practical application of what the textbooks show. The teachers are being pressured to monitor and report on statistics, all kinds of statistics, and the teachers are they're worn out. They're worn out because of all of the reporting that they have to do. So when I was talking to these teachers, I said, why don't we just not do it? Forget it. And they looked at me like, are you kidding? You not report what the federal government wants? And I said, no, what we'll do is, if I'm in the school board, we'll throw out the federal government. We'll cut this all out and we'll get right back to the basics. We don't need all their help. As a matter of fact, they're making us dumber by the second. And they thought I was crazy. How could I say such, you know, the equivalent of blasphemous things? How could I say we're going to throw the federal government out of the classroom, out of the school, out of the school district? How could I say that? And I was absolutely serious. Forget the reporting. Let them come here and try to make us do it. But they continued on, and they were going to continue on with the reporting at the expense of teaching children in the classroom. So what we've become is we've become classroom monitors who use computers because we're now too lazy to prepare an effective presentation day after day after day in the classroom. That's what I'm seeing. But that's not what happens in homeschooling. In homeschooling, Janice, don't you prepare great lessons for tomorrow, today?
Ideally, and we try to focus on teaching from living books because a classical education has focused on the cultivation of wisdom and virtue. It teaches students how to think and what to do rather than teaching them what to think. We try to present things that have great ideas. We do a lot of teaching through discussion and not just taking kids and giving them the bare bones of an education, but giving them the kind of education our founding fathers had, the kind of thing that brought up men who could do many, many things. Thomas Jefferson, you know, even going back as far as the Middle Ages, people like Leonardo da Vinci learned certain things. Mm-hmm. We can still learn those things in order to create minds that can think clearly and abstractly, that can create an orderly thought process. And, you know, the education system that we have in America was built on John Dewey's thinking, and that was sort of a blend of Rousseau and Darwin, and he totally rejected the existence of immutable truth or fixed moral laws. And so that affects every single thing our children are being taught. And as homeschooling parents, we can teach them that there is truth and truth is knowable. We can teach them that science can be a pathway to understanding the world we live in and to do better things rather than being something that dehumanizes people and reduces them to a biological mechanism. So there's so much in the homeschooling world that we are able to do. We absolutely want to make our children grow up, be responsible adults that are productive in society. And the statistics show that we're actually succeeding in that. The national average percentile scores for homeschoolers, our national average hovers in the 80s, whereas the national average percentile for traditionally school students is hovering around the 50th percentile. And I think that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. And when you homeschool, not only is your child able to communicate better with adults more effectively and work better with adults, because ultimately that child, if he or she decides to get a job, will have to work with adults. Or if that child decides to be an entrepreneur, as you and I are, that child will be more effectively communicating with adults. And you don't have to worry about the nonsense about the drug testing of your child, because you're going to see your child a lot more, and there'll be a great bonding between your children and you. So I suggest you seriously consider homeschooling. And I'd like to suggest this. When when our child was in school, they passed this drug test, even though I really objected to it. They decided they were going to do this drug testing because I believe they got federal money. And I said, what about the false positives? That child will be branded. Let's say that child has asthma. Let's say that child's on some medication and they test positive for drug abuse or use. And the child is not a drug user. That child is branded by all the teachers as being a druggie. Also, to combat that, class, here's what you can do. You can do what I did. I said, tell you what, my son's not 18. He's a minor. You will not drug test my child without me being present. You won't do it. And the school said, oh no, Finelli's right. We can't do it. So, class, that's what you can do. And you can say, hold them till I get there. And then you can take your time getting there. Janice Campbell, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk about immunizations in just a second and how to get out of it.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
take
God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, here's the plan. Run for school board office. Run to be a director of your local school board office. The requirements are very simple. You usually have to be something like 28 years of age or older and live in the county where you're running. Simple as that. And also, another thing you can do is homeschool your children. Immunizations. Janice Campbell, what we did was we tried everything, and the school was all over us. They said, you will have to get these injections or your child will not be allowed to be in the school system. We said, well, okay, it's against our religion. Everything stopped right then and there. So, class, that's all you have to do. You tell them that it's against your religion to be immunized, to get these injections that are threatening the health of your children. And we can see that the more immunizations we get, the sicker we become. I suggest you don't do that to your children. Janice, your thought?
You know, there are so many things that are required, forced, pushed, in order to get our students into those institutions. And for any of those, mm-hmm. you're going to be, I feel, more healthy, better, for stepping outside the system. You make the choices. It is less expensive to homeschool than it is to send your kids to school for the most part. It takes less time per day than you would ever imagine. And when you can live a life that, where you're doing what matters with the people who matter most to you, rather than jumping through the hoops set by a remote government institution, life is going to be better. Thomas Jefferson suggested that a democracy is healthy not only where the press is free, but where a literate public is able to make that freedom meaningful. And we have to choose to make the freedoms that we have meaningful by acting on our convictions of what is right, what is necessary, and what is the best for our families.
Janice, you have a website called doingwhatmatters.com. I'm going to post, if I may, can I copy some of it, put it on page one so people can see who you are?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me mention this. There are three questions. Here's what she has on her website. She talks about microbusinesses. Three questions to ask successful microbusinesses. Seven reasons to keep your business small. How to create a custom planner. And I didn't know that you know about Joel Salatin. He's a friend of ours in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, and he is a USAPrepares.com instructor. So doing what matters, decide what matters, create a microbusiness There'll be a post right after the broadcast on the website. We've got a caller, Michael from New York. Michael, you're on with Janice Campbell and me, Vin Finelli.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Janice. And I want to commend you. Great. Homeschooling is the future. All the points you made are the reasons why. And this Common Core nonsense is social engineering the kids. It's not educating them, as you said. It's clearly social engineering them, making them believe, indoctrinating them, mind-controlling them into this globalist system without any identity to our country, what it stands for. It's all about social engineering them into this new global system that they're trying to indoctrinate the kids in. It's very clear. And then an example is like so-and-so in their assignments, they say, well, this person does this and that. He's a good citizen. But this person doesn't do that. That's a bad citizen. What does that tell you right there?
Janice, your thoughts?
You're right about the social engineering, the push to get us all in. The new things that they're putting in are going to track our healthcare history, income, religious affiliations, blood types, homework completion of our students. All of those things are ways that they can make people believe what they want them to believe, unless you choose to opt out. Good choice.
Yep. Step out. Step outside. Michael, thanks so much.
God bless.
Well, Janice, that was a very fast hour. Wow.
It was.
Janice-Campbell.com. Janice-Campbell.com. JanicE-CampbellL.com. And the other website is doingwhatmatters.com, and I'll have that post right after the broadcast. Janice, thanks so much for being with us again. I look forward to hearing your voice on this broadcast classroom many, many more times. Thanks so much for doing the right thing and sharing with us the importance of the education of our children. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.